Zondervan presents Deep Blue by Tom Morrissey, read by Dick Hill. For Al Lee, a talented writer, a courageous Marine, and a friend who stuck closer than a brother. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21, KJV. Prologue. August 7, 1865, North Florida. Pale and leaden in the pre-dawn light, the spring looked like nothing special, like a pond of rainwater standing in the tan limestone basin. It was only when a body got close that you saw what made it different, the surface of the water all dancing and rippling from the flow surging up from the depths, a small run draining the overflow into the tea-brown waters of the Itchituckney. Jonah Winslow paused, gazing at the rippling head pool, and dragged his threadbare sleeve across his forehead. The spring looked as it had when he had first seen it, a full 4 decades earlier. He shifted his burden, a Confederate Army foraging bag, thick canvas sagging with the weight of what it carried. Then he turned and looked back at the slender young woman who was picking her way among the tree roots, planting her slippered feet with care. She came to a halt beside him, and her face was white in the half-light, a striking contrast to the blackness of Jonah's own, white and finely featured, like the china dolls the old slave had watched her play with as a child.
"Oh, Uncle!"
She shook her head and looked up at him, blue eyes wide.
"Let us go home."